Chapter 32. Moths fly to the light and batter themselves against the glass that keeps them away. Flowers stay open to the sun, oblivious to whether or not it is burning them. Ron wondered if he was like those things as he drove down the parkway. His plan was to pick up Robin and ask her if she wanted to go to Rahway for the traditional Thanksgiving gathering. He had called Zoe, but her family had not yet had dinner, and she was sure that it would at least be midday on Friday before she would be able to get out of there. She was excited that he had called her at home. "I've been thinking about you, and I know now more than ever that I love you, Ron. I think about you all the time, and I've been drawing you from memory. I know that I want to have babies with you." Ron blushed on the other end of the line. He did not tell her that he loved her just then. He never told her that he loved her. He had never told her that he wanted to have babies with her. Robin had always made it clear that she didn't want children, and this had appealed to Ron. He thought that the world should learn how to take care of the people that were already here before creating new ones. He didn't need the trophy babies to assure himself. He told her that he would call her the next day and drive up to get her. He wanted to sit in front of the fire in the living room at Rahway and talk. He wanted to feel Robin sitting next to him and talk to her afterwards about what people had said and get her perspective. He loved Rahway. He loved it as much as he loved Robin. She would have said that he loved it more. Both Robin and Rahway had rejected him, and there he was, trying to crawl back like a dog that had been kicked away from the fire. He wanted to know what he could do so that he wasn't rejected. He wanted to be who they wanted him to be, so that they would love him as much as he loved them. Sure, they would have said that he was supposed to be himself. Ron laughed out loud in the empty car at that thought. People are always telling him to be himself. Except that when he was himself, they always sent him away. It occurred to Ron just then that he was probably more himself with his students than he was with anyone else. They didn't send him away. They embraced him. They wanted more and more of him. Sometimes they wanted too much of him, like when they asked him if he ever tried LSD or marijuana. Ron had given them an evasive answer. "I always wanted to be in control of myself, and part of that was true. It was what he had disliked about tripping. But he didn't feel that he lost control when he smoked pot. He felt that it helped to focus him, to bring him to that zoned-in place where nothing distracted him from what was right in front of him." "Why on earth would you possibly want to go there?" said Robin, looking at him with an incredulous smirk on her face. "Did they invite us to go there?" "It's a standing invitation," said Ron. "Thanksgiving night at Rahway. A lot of people will just show up. Warren and Lorene expect it." "They aren't expecting you and me, Ron. I guarantee you that." Ron felt himself slump. "Maybe you should just go, if that's what you really wanted to do." Ron felt that she was testing him. That phrase, "if that's what you really want to do," was the one he'd heard before. If he said yes, she would feel he was choosing them over her again. If he said no, she would think that he was still weak and that she could manipulate him any way that she wanted to pull or push him. If it had been a bad idea and now he was stuck with it. "I thought that maybe you'd enjoy seeing some of those people," said Ron. "We really haven't seen anyone together since you came home. But maybe you'd rather go to a movie." they went to see Annie Hall. Robin had thought that a good comedy would be just the right thing. Ron had not particularly liked Woody Allen and thought that it was going to be a slowly slapstick kind of story, but he agreed. He sat there fighting back tears through almost the entire film. It was a story about Robin and him. Is this why she had wanted to go see it? The theater was dark and crowded. She held his hand as they watched. Once she had looked at him and saw the tears rolling down his face, she quickly looked away. It was sad in a silly kind of way, she thought. When the story came to the part where Woody rewrote the ending of their relationship, Robin wondered if Ron would do that with her. But he never talked about his writing anymore. It was like he had left that part of them. He was no longer the young and aspiring poet who would get up in front of crowds and read his material. Had she done that to him? Had she taken that away from him? More than likely, it was all the pot that he had smoked that had done it. She wasn't going to be blamed for that, too. Ron made sure that his face was dry by the time the house lights came up and they walked out of the movie house. "If you'd like to go to Rahway, we can," she said. "No," said Ron, "you were right. We didn't have an invitation. It was an old idea." He was very quiet. They got into the car and waited until the de-icer cleared one of the early nighttime frosts from the windshield. He lit his cigarette. She had stopped smoking. People were lining up to see the 10 o'clock show. Ron looked at the couples and wondered if they knew that they were doomed. They didn't kiss goodnight. They hugged. "My father is going to take me to the airport," she said. "I'm sorry that I couldn't help you," said Ron, "but I had this commitment." "You don't need to explain," said Robin. She walked off, thinking that she hated it when he got morose.